Next Saturday, a 100-year-old tradition will come to an end, a competition that some say has roots in the Civil War era. KC is ground zero for the college rivalry known as the Border War between the University of Kansas and the University of Missouri. At the end of the school year, Mizzou leaves the Big 12 for the Southeastern Conference, or the SEC.
Whether you're a Jayhawk or a Tiger or have no dog in the fight, there's been no escaping the sometimes friendly, sometimes ugly banter between fans. Now just days away from the last men's basketball game these two may ever play, we wondered how fans were holding up. Casey Current's Carrie Coogan stopped in at Governor Stumpy's, a neighborhood restaurant in Waldo, during a Missouri game last week and found plenty of fans from both sides of the state line.
My name is Sue, and I'm a KU fan. I hate to see it disappear because it's been around forever. Of course, I was born and raised in Kansas, so I wouldn't cheer for Missouri for anything.
And you left town, and KU's going to kick some behind. Show them who's the big dog now. My name is Pat, and I was an MU fan. Now I'm a KU fan. It's working with the guys when Missouri loses. These guys actually cry at work, grown men. You cannot even talk to them because they're still sobbing over the ball game. But then when they win, you can't get a word in.
Those games started playing in 1890, and I understand the whole historical perspective of it. My name is Jeffrey M. Goodwin, and I am a Tiger. Times we move on, and we have to change and do what's best for our university, and the best thing for our university right now is to move to the SEC.
My name is Andy Garrison, and I'm a Jayhawk fan. Crimson and blue, baby. I'll miss, winning a six-pack of beer from my friend Chris, every time KU beats MU. But hey, he's a Tiger fan, and I guess I can say one of my best friends is a Tiger.
It is a sports rivalry, but it's gone on since the Civil War, so I'm sure it'll still be there. It just probably won't be as entertaining anymore.
My name is Monica, and not that I follow college sports a whole lot, but when it comes down to Missouri versus Kansas, Missouri every time.
Brent Ryan, KU fan. Does feel like a little kid who doesn't want to play anymore, and they're their marbles, and they're just going to just take their marbles and go home. And then the other person sitting there like, well, wait a minute, I still wanted to play. I'm not upset.
Missouri has always been looked at as lesser than, but at the end of the day, it was Missouri that had options, and Kansas didn't, and it really makes them angry. My name's Chris, and I'm a Mizzou guy. If Kansas wants to play, we'll make room for them. If they don't, we'll have plenty to do. I think that's what makes it a great rivalry, is it's genuine dislike. And if you get a chance to get rid of somebody you really don't like, do you miss them?
Hi, my name is Jeffrey McDaniel. I am a Missouri Tiger fan. This city is a divided city by state line. It gets old, the division. This game heightens that whole division between the two states. I'm very sick of that division, and I'm hoping that with Missouri going to the SEC and Kansas staying with the Big 12 and this game kind of going away, we can all kind of get along.
That's it for KC Currents this week. This show will be archived online with all of our past shows at kcur.org.
Just click on KC Currents or subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on iTunes. Contact us at kccurrents@kcur.org or call our feedback line at 816-235-2881. Or if you're into Twitter, follow us at KC Currents.
KC Currents is produced by Sylvia with assistant producer Alex Smith. Kayla Regan and Carrie Coogan are our interns. Our theme music is by Approach. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.